الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him and we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. So in continuation of our series about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Haleem, the most forbearing. It is well known that some of Allah's beautiful divine names cannot be attributed to any of his human slaves, such as Al-Khaliq, the Creator, while others, such as Ar-Rahim, the Merciful, Al-Haleem, the Forbearing, and Al-Afu, the Pardoner, can be attributed to them. It is remarkable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Messenger, peace be upon him, confirmed that forbearance is the best of all manners. And it has also been said a forbearing person is almost a prophet. But what is such quality that makes a person almost a prophet? It is undoubtedly forbearance, which is the best of all manners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is also Haleem, the most forbearing. To this effect, the Quranic verse goes, means, and if Allah were to punish people for that which they earned, he would not leave a moving living creature on its surface, the earth. But he gives them respite to an appointed term, and when their term is come, then verily Allah is ever all seers of his slaves. This Quranic verse shows clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is Haleem, the most forbearing. The words, and if Allah were to punish people for that which they earn, means that people are wrongdoers and that they should be punished. So how can this divine name be defined? There is a wrongdoer and there is a punishment for such wrongdoing. But how is Allah's forbearance manifested? There is a wrongdoer or a disobedient, and there is a certain punishment for such wrongdoing or disobedience. But Allah is most forbearing in the sense that he delays punishment. But why does Allah Almighty delay punishment? There is a very good question. If Allah were to hasten punishment for every sinner or wrongdoer, there would be no forbearance. Also, if Allah Almighty delays punishment for wrongdoers in order to punish them later on, that would be a kind of rancor, which does not befit Allah, most gracious. Because someone who harbors feeling of hatred or rancor may delay punishment for some reason or another. He might be weak, and his weakness might fill his heart with rancor or hatred. He might be strong and powerful, but he would like to delay punishment in order to allow the wrongdoer to do more wrongdoing, and hence he deserves the severest punishment. In other words, when someone delays punishment for wrongdoers because he is weak and unable to punish them for the time being, this means that he is rancorous. And when he delays punishment in order to make the wrongdoer fall in more grievous wrongdoing, and in order to increase punishment for him, this is also rancorous. This means that there are two types of rancorous people, weak and strong ones. But delay of punishment on Allah's part has nothing to do with rancor at all. When Allah cancels punishment altogether, He does so because He is forgiving and pardoning. When He delays punishment in order to give the wrongdoer a respite to reform and repent, He does so because He is forbearing. In order to make things clear, let's have the following example. Schools are usually meant to be establishments for education and teaching good manners and values. They have certain regulations that maintain discipline and good order, but an intolerant authoritarian principal will probably lose a lot of his students. In other words, since the purpose of establishing schools is noble and sublime, principals have to be understanding, tolerant, and forbearing. Otherwise, schools will be a great failure. A principal should by no means be authoritarian, hasty, or confirmed if he really desires his school to be successful. That's why Allah Almighty, Most Forbearing, says, which means, and had it not been for a word that went forth before from your Lord and a term appointed, their punishment must necessarily have come in this present world. But what is such word without which Allah must necessarily have hastened punishment for wrongdoers and destroyed them? What is the word for which Allah delays punishment and destruction for sinners and wrongdoers? What is it? It is Allah's divine mercy. Allah desires to mercy them. To this effect, in a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most Forbearing, says, which means, my mercy overrides my anger. My mercy embraces all things. In His Holy Quran, Allah Most Gracious also says, which means, and my mercy embraces all things, but I shall ordain it for the pious who give the alms and those who believe in our signs. Accept Him on whom your Lord has bestowed His mercy, and for that did He, Allah, create them, mankind, and the word of your Lord has been fulfilled. Surely I shall fill hell with jinn and mankind all together. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord pays attention to you only because your invocation to Him. But now you have indeed denied Him, so the torment will be yours forever. Unless there is hope that you may know your Lord, Allah, and invoke Him, unless there is hope that you may repent and reform, and unless there is hope that you may evade punishment, your Lord, Allah, would never care for you. but rather he would punish you and cause you to perish. Therefore, one of Allah's beautiful divine name is that he is Al-Halim, the most forbearing. It is well known to all Muslims that Al-Hudaybiyah peace treaty seems on the face of it a kind of humiliation to Muslims, as it included a lot of concessions on the part of Muslims despite their strong position. Some of the Prophet's venerable companions consider such concession as a kind of humiliation and surrender, and they were greatly amazed at the Prophet's attitude of accepting the treaty. When he noticed his companion rejection of the treaty, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I do what my Lord commands me to do to accept this peace treaty." Soon later, divine revelation came down from the Lord Almighty, and were it not for believing men and women whom you did not know, that you may kill them, and hence, because of killing them unknowingly, may commit a horrible sin. In Mecca, there were men and women who believed in Islam, but kept their belief secret, as they were living among pagans of Mecca, and therefore could not announce their conversion to Islam, lest they should be persecuted or even killed. It was Allah alone who knew about such secret Muslims in Mecca. So he most gracious desired to delay the conquest of Mecca by Muslims and bade his messenger, peace be upon him, to accept the peace treaty offered by pagans of Mecca. Although such treaty seemed to be humiliating to Muslims, Allah did so in order to give those Muslims who concealed their Islam in Mecca the chance to announce their conversion to Islam. Hence, Allah is the most forbearing. In this context, in a divine hadith, Allah most forbearing said, which means, "O my slave, you have an obligation to fulfill for me, and I have provision to provide for you. Even if you fail to fulfill your obligation for me, I never fail to provide provision for you." He most gracious also said, means, "If they, my slaves, repent, I am their lover. But if they do not repent, I am their physician. I afflict them with disasters in order to purify them from sins and defects." Some of Allah's beautiful divine names have to do with His divine self, some with His divine attributes, and some with His divine acts. Which type does Allah's names Al-Halim, the most forbearing, belongs to? Since Allah delayed punishment for wrongdoers, His name Al-Halim, the most forbearing, has to do with His divine acts. This is because Allah most gracious loved all of His slaves. To this effect, a divine hadith goes, "If those who turn away from me knew how earnestly I wait for them and look forward to their repentance of their sins, they would turn to pieces in love for me, and they would die of eagerness to meet me." To the same effect, Jesus addresses His Lord, Allah, saying, "You know what is in my inner self, but I do not know what is in your inner self. Verily, you are the all-knower of all that is hidden and unseen." Sometimes a person does not punish a wrongdoer, but he burned with anger from inside, saying, I wish I could tear him up into pieces. This is by no means forbearance. Forbearance is manifested clearly when one's heart is filled with peace and tranquility and has no rancor or hatred against his enemies or wish to destroy them. An ordinary believer who is forbearing has a heart that is pure, peaceful, and free from rancor or hatred. So, how would it be with Allah, Lord of all worlds? Therefore, when you hear or read in prophetic hadith or Holy Quran that Allah is angry with or curse someone, you should know that Allah does not actually hate his slaves, but only his sins and misdeeds, and curses only his slaves' sins and misdeeds. Allah loves his slaves just like a mother loves her son when he returned to the right way. A knowledgeable scholar called Dhunnun al-Masri, who felt depressed, confused, and lost, he asked, "Where is my heart gone? Where is my heart gone?" While he was wandering in his hometown, he suddenly saw a door open and a mother beating her son severely, throwing him out of the house and closing the door behind him. The boy sat crying as he felt desperate and helpless. When his mother sent him away, he did not know where to go, who to ask for food or shelter, or where to sleep. All he could do was to sit at his mother's door, crying and beseeching her to open the door for him. The boy's compassionate mother, who was watching him from a hole in the door, suddenly opened the door and took her boy in her arms, saying, my love, it was you who forced me to do this to you. Had you obeyed me, I would have never done you any harm." When the scholar saw the compassionate mother embraces her son and kiss him lovingly, he said, "I have found my heart. I have found my heart." Hence, Al-Halim, the most forbearing, is one of Allah's names that have to do with his divine acts. It means that he delays punishment for the sinners and wrongdoers. It can also be used to refer to Allah's divine self or attributes, in the sense that he, most forbearing, does not have any initial rancor or hatred against any of his slaves. In the same context, the divine hadith, Allah says, "O my slaves, I have forbidden injustice for myself, and I have made it forbidden among you. O my slaves, if the first and last and the jinn and the human from among you had the heart of the most pious and dutiful one of you, this would increase nothing in my kingdom. O my slaves, if the first and the last and the jinn and humans from among you had the heart of the most profligate one of you, this would decrease nothing from my kingdom. O my slaves, if the first and last and the jinn and humans from among you stood in one line to ask me, I give each and every one what they ask for, this would not decrease a thing of that which I have, except as a needle would take from an ocean if it were dipped therein." Narrated by Muslims. And Moses said, "If you disbelieve, you and all those on earth together, Then verily Allah is self-sufficient, free from all needs, owner of the paradise. He, Allah, likes not disbelief for His slaves. And if you are grateful by being believers, He is pleased therein for you. Allah, most forbearing, desires to make Himself known to us. So He has made the family system that outwardly consists of a father, a mother, children, and bringing up, but is covertly meant to know Allah by way of similitude. I think that the parental system in the family has another purpose. The purpose that only bringing up the children, it is meant to help us know Allah, Almighty, Most Gracious, by way of similitude. A father or mother does not have any rancor or hatred toward their children. On the contrary, parents are ready to sacrifice everything for their children and their happiness. In this context, someone was asking Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, how is it possible for Allah, the most merciful and the most gracious, to cast a human being into hellfire? At that moment, a woman was standing aside with her beloved baby, kissing it tenderly. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, asked the man, is it possible for that woman to cast her baby into the fire? Of course not. The man replied. Allah's Messenger said, I swear by the one who had Muhammad's soul in his hand, Allah is more merciful to his slave than that woman is to her baby. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidul Majid. Forbearance is acquired by simulation of being forbearing. Generosity is acquired by simulation of being generous. And knowledge is acquired by learning. You simulate forbearance, you suppress your anger, you endure patiently, and you strive until you establish a kind of real connection with the Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty, Most Gracious. You fight against your own desire and you remember Allah's Messenger words that He said after He returned from one of His holy battles, we have returned from the minor strife to the major strife, namely that against our own desires. You turn to Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, in order to color yourself with His divine name, Al-Halim, the Most Forbearing. Then you really become forbearing. That Allah Most Gracious makes you forbearing. What does Allah say in this context? He, glory to Him, says, which means, and seek help in patience and prayer, and truly it is extremely heavy and hard except for those who obey Allah with full submission. By virtue of the above verse, Allah Most Gracious bid you first to be patient and then to perform prayer, which brings you a lot of good, forbearance, mercy, and equity in the battle of Al-Khandaq, the ditch. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was accompanied by 3,000 venerable companions. It was very cold, and there was hunger and fear. The pagan army was more than 10,000 fighters who came in order to eradicate Muslims from the face of the earth. The Holy Prophet was with his venerable companion in the ditch, digging and fortifying their places. Although they were stricken by starvation, one of the Prophet's companions who could not stand the situation and more stood up and asked permission to go back home in order to make some food for the Prophet. By the way, due to their great love for the Holy Prophet, his venerable companion would never feel like eating without him. However, after some time, the man came back with a slaughtered sheep and some bread of ground barley. But the food was not enough for all the companions to eat. Could the Holy Prophet eat alone or with a small group of his companions, leaving the others to strive, to starve? Of course not. So what did he do? He called out, "Your brother so-and-so invites you all to have food with him." The man was so embarrassed because he had made food that was enough only for the Prophet and 3 or 4 other men. But there were thousands of hungry warriors. The Holy Prophet, who was most compassionate and merciful to everyone, did not eat one single piece of food alone, but invited everyone to take part in the meal. He was, as Allah described him, he, Allah's Messenger Muhammad, is full of piety, kind and merciful to the believers. It was related that when Abraham, peace be upon him, once saw someone who was involved in a sinful deed, he invoked, "O Allah, cause him to perish." But Allah Most Gracious revealed to Abraham, "If we, Allah, were to destroy all sinful slaves, there would remain only a few. Nay, if the one of them commits a sinful deed, we give him a respite to reform and repent. If he repents, we would accept him. But if he insists on committing sinful deeds, we delay punishment for him, as we know that he cannot get away from our dominion." After one of the Prophet's companions had converted to Islam and persuaded his parents and wife to do, he went to his people and found them indulged in adultery. He went back to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, "O Allah's Messenger, beseech Allah to destroy them." The compassionate Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "No, my brother, I shall beseech Allah to forgive them and have mercy on them. A prophet is not meant to be a cursor. Of course, if things were left up to people, they would destroy one another. But Allah is most merciful." Forbearance safeguards us from committing a great many foolish, irrational, destructive deeds. Forbearance is also very helpful in guiding people and calling them to Allah, most forbearing, and His religion. Forbearing is something desirable, as it makes one almost the Holy Prophet. That is why it is rightly said, forbearance is the best policy. By forbearance, you are greatly admired and highly respected by people. We do beseech Allah to grant us forbearance, as it is a most laudable attribute. And since we are studying Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes in order to color ourselves with them. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa asmat amrina. واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آملنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة